Well, my friends, with a shortened legislative session, you would think that they would get to business right away. But no, we had to have the opening ceremonies, drum circle, and Trump bashing session. And then we had Governor Bob Ferguson's State of the State address today, where I really love that he talked about history a lot. And if I recall my history correctly, he signed the largest tax increase in state history, literally last year. Joining us now to discuss all the fun in the legislature from the 4th Legislative District, Senator Leonard Christian. Thanks so much for being back with us today.
I appreciate you having me.
Such a pleasure. Now, before we get into what you're doing to address fraud, which I think is very, very unique and very, very entertaining, how was our governor's speech today?
Oh, boy. He went on to make a lot of promises about a lot of investments, and he's going to do it without raising any taxes because he already raised $15 billion. But, hey, I was unaware that the state had pots of money sitting everywhere ready to go. Holy smokes. Why are we even here if we have that kind of money sitting around?
That's incredible. Is it sitting in Somali daycares?
I think it is.
I'm trying to figure out where all this money is. Look, last year, the Republicans, when you guys came up with your version of the budget, it didn't raise taxes. It didn't cut essential services. It just got rid of a lot of the waste, fraud, and abuse. Is he saying we have all this pots of money because we're just going to get rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse? Or is it we have pots of money because he wants to pass this millionaire's tax?
You know, I think it's the millionaire's tax because he didn't mention once anything about that. He just mentioned things about, ICE, getting him out of the state. It just blows my mind, the stuff he's talking about there and the bills he wants to push through. A millionaire's tax. Does anyone in this state believe a millionaire's tax is only going to affect the millionaires? Not. It's going to, it may be the first couple of years, but I guarantee you it will be coming after you.
Well, Senator, not to push back too hard on you, but the first couple of years is not going to affect anybody because it's going to be tied up in court. So clearly this thing isn't going to solve our short-term budget issues like they claim it will, right?
But we'll spend the money now anyway.
Right. Now, speaking of badly spent money, you sent out a great press release about some things you're doing to address fraud, and you always do them with such a great sense of humor. So tell us about what you're doing.
Oh, I'll tell you, this has been a challenging and fun year. Right? I mean, the very first bill I dropped was, hey, let's put sales tax on those temporary employees that are known as paid protesters. And that didn't seem to go anywhere, but I'll tell you, a lot of people had a lot of fun with that bill. And then, of course, now we don't know if there's fraud. I want to be very honest and open here. We don't know. There's $770 million going out to, daycares, and yet that's a lot of money to say that it's 100% great project, program. But at the same token, what do we see from the Democrats? We want to make a law that you can't go and audit. So we're going to hide the public records. Well, golly, does that make, ring a bell? Does that bring up anyone's cackles? Is there fraud? Maybe across the nation there is. There's a lot of money. But yet we're going to run bills to make it so you can't check into the fraud.
Unbelievable. Now, Senator, we got a report yesterday that I'm trying to confirm because now I'm hearing conflicting things and things move so fast in the legislature. I heard that Senator Lisa Wellman withdrew her bill to cover up some of the stuff that we were using to investigate. But now I hear it hasn't been taken off the rolls. Was that something she just put out there because she was tired of the bad PR online? Do you know the status of that bill?
Yeah, I can tell you nothing dies here except our taxpayer dollars. So I heard the same story yesterday when the media started calling her office for inquiries, and they made it pretty clear that the bill was dead. But I could tell you, there's a lot of Lazarus bills here. They just seem to rise from the grave as soon as nobody's looking. So at the moment, I'm hearing it's dead, basically because they don't want to talk to the media, because guess what? This is getting traction on the legacy media all across the nation.
Gotcha. Now tell us about Senate Bill 6020, which I found most entertaining. Tell us what the name of this bill is.
Oh, let's change the name of the DCYF Oversight Board to the DCYF Social Club.
And why would we do that?
Call it what it is. I mean, we get the board chair on there and we all, clap about what a great job they're doing. What an absolute farce. My understanding was this organization, the DCYF Oversight Board, was put into law, stood up because that's my idea that DCYF is immune from auditing because of all of the foster kid personal information. So we're just going to immune it. So we ran a bill for that. So to counteract that, we're going to happen to have an oversight committee to make sure that it's okay. But with record numbers of child and infant deaths and near deaths, it's continued overcrowding and overspending in the juvenile rehabilitation program. The fastest growing item in the state budget's lawsuits, most of them against, you know, DCYF. But yet, the most important thing the board wants to do is to make sure one of the members is not offended with the word oversight. So we're going to make it our focus to not only gut what's left of the commission, you know, the oversight board, but to make sure we change the name so we don't offend anybody. You know what? Children are dying. It's time to be offended.
Yeah. You know? And a lot of people forget that it wasn't just the Somali daycare fraud or any daycare fraud allegations that is what set this off. DCYF has been plagued with scandals and problems for years now, literally for years. Kids are dying. Kids are being abused. And yet this is just the latest thing to hit them. This is the latest thing. So I know there's motion to repeal the Keeping Families Together Act. Is that something you see passing this session?
Not a chance. You know, I sat there and had a conversation with a relative the other day, and she's like, why in the world would this state keep having bad policy? And I just looked at her and I go, why did folks addicted to crack keep taking crack? It costs them everything. It makes their life miserable. I said, these folks are addicted to power, and you have no power unless you have an emergency and a crisis. It's just going to stay bad.
Yep, that's what I worry about as well. Senator Leonard Christian, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for keeping a sense of humor throughout all of this, because that is desperately needed when we're looking at such crazy stuff out of Olympia. Really do appreciate your time today.
I appreciate being on the air with you and calling some attention to this.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.